我们今天讲到的这个章节呢，是约翰福音十五章一到十一节。题目是亲近神，住在基督里。开始之前，请大家跟我一起来祷告。
And so let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dearly Heavenly Father Jesus, that you are such a wonderful and the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的清晨。
And thank you for this beautiful morning.
你召聚你的众儿女来到你的面前，来到你的脚前。
You gather all your children, come before you.
求你给我们安静的心，让我们坐在你的脚前来聆听你的话语。
Can you give us a quiet heart so we can listen your words?
求你的圣灵此时此刻运行在我们中间。
And Holy Spirit draw among us.
打开我们的心灵。
Open our hearts.
让我们能够听得懂你的话，被你的灵所感动，让你的话语就融入我们的生命，成为我们生命的一部分。
So we understand your words, and then they also move in our hearts, so we can practice up.
求你掌管孩子的心灵和嘴唇。
And also that you take care of my lips and my heart.
让我能够按照正义来分解圣经。
So I can really explain your words well.
让弟兄姐妹空空的来可以慢慢的回去。
And so empty handed and be really fulfilled when they go back.
让你的话语改变我们的生命，每一次来我们都能够有一点点的改变。
And your words change our lives. So every time I come before you, we have change.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
哇，比安卡翻译的非常好。我来之前呢，长老告诉我。
If I come, the elder told me.
教会今年的主题呢是要亲近神。
And the theme of the this 2025 is draw near God.
我就选了一个很有关系的这个一段经文。
So I pick this passage for you.
是约翰福音十五章的前半部分。
And so the first part of John 15.
这部分呢，耶稣特别的用一个葡萄树、葡萄园的比喻来告诉我们道理。
And talk about is the vine and talk about grapes that to illustrate.
在古代的巴勒斯坦地区，现在其实也是一样的。
So at that time in Palestine,
葡萄园是一个非常常见的农业形态。
And so vine is a very common agriculture.
那个地方呢，它是地中海气候，而且是丘陵地带。
A Mediterranean weather, and this is in the hill, on the hills.
非常的适宜葡萄的生长。
It's very good for grapes.
来之前呢，我稍微有点担心。
And so I was worried about a little before I came.
我想的这种葡萄园的农业的形态可能对大家来说有点陌生。
And people probably don't understand the vine and the grapes very well.
所以我就在想我应该怎么更好的向大家来解释。
So I would try to think about what's the best way to explain it.
结果坐着飞机呢快要降落到这个 slow 的时候。
So we were on the plane, we were looking down.
从窗户外面往外看。
So we were looking out.
天哪。这个大片大片的葡萄园
My goodness, vines everywhere.
我才想起来加利福尼亚这里也是地中海气候
So I finally realized that in California is a Mediterranean weather.
而且呢也是丘陵地带
And it's on the hill.
其实弟兄姐妹可能比我对于葡萄树葡萄园还更加的熟悉
So probably you know the vine and the grapes more familiar than me.
我心中充满了感恩我知道上帝有他的带领
So I was very, very grateful. I know God has special leading.
我在飞机上呢，我就拿出手机来，我就拍照片、拍视频，非常的兴奋。
And so we're so super excited. We're still on the plane. I start taking the pictures and making videos.
但是很快呢，就心中又开始忧虑。
But I start worried.
为什么呢？因为我发现我的手机快没有电了。
And I realize I almost out of the battery, my phone.
我第一次来到这个城市。
So this is the first time I came to this area.
人生地不熟。
And so I'm really not familiar this area.
如果我的手机没有电了，我没有办法跟这个本地的弟兄姐妹取得联系，我会这个露宿街头，会无家可归。
So if I cannot get hold of the person who's supposed to pick me up, I will be homeless all night.
只有一件事情给我安慰。
But one thing give me comfort.
就是我早前读到过 ，California 是美国对于 homeless 最友好的地方。
And so I've heard about the California is so nice to homeless people.
好的。 那么我问大家，你有没有经历过手机的电量只剩1%的那样的焦虑
？So have you ever experienced where your phone is only down to 1%？
你疯狂的寻找充电器，生怕错过了重要的信息
，And you're looking for your charger, you're so really worried about that you're gonna miss important messages.
我们的属灵的生命也常常的是这样。
And our spiritual life is just like that.
忙碌的生活让我们电量耗尽，感到枯干、焦虑，甚至与神疏远。
And our busy life is just like that. We are losing our battery down to 1%, and we're very distant from the Lord.
不管你花了多少钱买一个很高级的手机，它有多么强大的功能。
And doesn't matter what a fancy phone you have, it has such a great function.
如果没有电
，without the power，
它就是什么用都没有。
And it's useless.
那么今天我们要从约翰福音15:1-11学习如何的充电。
And so when we're going to learn how we be recharged through Book of John, chapter 15.
我们要住在基督里，亲近神，得着属灵的丰盛。
We need to abide in God so we can be spiritually charged.
住在基督里，亲近神的核心是什么呢
？So what's the core of drawing near God?
大概我总结出来有三个点。
So there are three areas.
第一个呢是耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Jesus is a vine, we are the branches.
父神是栽培的人，他修剪枝子。
The Father is a gardener; He prunes the branches.
住在他里面才能够亲近神。
Only abiding Him is the key to drawing near God.
耶稣说呢，我是真葡萄树。
And Jesus said, "I'm the true vine."
我父是栽培的人。
And He is the one, He's the gardener.
耶稣基督他经常打比方举例子，他用的是。这个他的当时的那些听众很熟悉的东西。
And use an illustration that is very familiar with his audience.
就像我前面说的，葡萄园的经济呢，在巴勒斯坦地区啊，包括在加利福尼亚，是很常见的一种农业形态。
And so it's very common in Pasadena to have a vines similar to California.
所以耶稣基督他讲话的时候，听的人，包括他的门徒，包括那些还。没有开始跟随耶稣的人，他们听得懂耶稣打的这个比方。
So his audience understands his language.
而且在旧约圣经里面呢，经常神用葡萄树打比方来告诉这个以色列人呢，这个以色列这个民族就是葡萄树。
And so in the Old Testament, you use this illustration vine that Israel is a vine.
在圣殿的这个装饰里面的葡萄。树也是一个很重要的在圣殿上的装饰。
Vine is a very important decoration of the Holy Temple.
但是以色列人他们得救的那种安全那种确据从哪里来呢？他们是枝子，他们是连在亚伯拉罕这样一个家族的这样一个民族的葡萄树上。
So for Israel, they feel they are the branch of the Abraham descendant.
但是耶稣在这里说我是真葡萄树。
But here's I'm the true vine.
这个时代呢，已经是耶稣道成肉身的神已经降临在人世间了。
And when Jesus came as a flesh and came on earth,
他是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。
He is a true vine where the branches.
我们不再需要一定是亚伯拉罕的子孙才能够认识神。
We do not need to be the descendant of Abraham anymore.
我们只要紧紧地跟耶稣连接在一起。
We just need to be abiding with the Christ.
我今天早上，哎，看见有这样一个枝子，这不是葡萄枝子。
And so this morning I saw a branch, but this is not a vine that has to do with the grapes.
那我觉得很漂亮，我从树上摘下来。
So I think it was really pretty, so I take it off from the tree.
我问大家，这个枝子它是活的还是死的
？Is it alive or dead?
死的，对，对 ，in between， 对我说活的也有道理，比方说它颜色还是绿的，花还是开的；说死的它已经断绝了，它就算是现在还是可能是活着，一个星期、两个星期、一个月、一年以后死的很彻底了。
So you can say it is alive because the color is still very very lively, but you can say it's dead because the left from the branch that is going to be, it will lose the color in a couple of weeks.
如果说它还是活的，花还在开，我问你，这能结果子吗
？So if you say it's alive, the flower is still there, but do you think it can bear fruits?
对，中文呢，好像这个死和活就是两种状态，
In Chinese, the life and death seems the two different conditions.
我要我来形容这个状态呢 ？It's dying.
So why are you going to say it's dying?
对，而且它的这个趋势呢是要死的。
And so the sequence is going to die.
所以基督呢是我们生命的源头。
And the Christ is our source of life.
我们离了他呢，就不能够结果子。
If we are apart from him, we cannot bear any fruit.
就像这个枝子，我从树上把它摘下来的时候呢，它的命运已经被我决定了。
So I already make his destiny once I pick this branch.
它原本呢是跟这个树连接在一起的。
And it was already the connect with the tree.
水分养料不断的就通过那个树干会流淌到它这里面来。
And so the nutrient and the water will continue to supply the branches.
更重要的是生命不断地流淌了来。
And so the most important is that life continues to grow.
但是当它这个被掰下来，它的连接被切断。
And when you disconnect it,
它就不再有生命
And the life is,
流进去了。
Is gone.
那你是否意识到离了基督，我们的生命就没有办法结果子，甚至没有办法长久地持续下去。
But do you realize if you're apart from Christ, your life cannot bear any fruits and you cannot live anymore?
接下去呢，耶稣说，父神是栽培的人，他修剪枝子。
And the Father is a gardener, he prunes the branches.
第二节这里说，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净。使枝子结果子更多。
He cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruits, that he prunes that he will be even more.
这个地方呢，说了两种不同的情况。
And there's two different conditions here.
一个是，这里说的呢，是凡属我，或者说在我里面的，但是不结果子的枝子。父神是要把它剪去的。
And God is going to prune the branch if you no longer bear fruits.
哦，大家会觉得哦，这好可怕呀
！Wow, that is terrifying.
但是我们又回头来想，如果一个枝子它不结果子，它是不是真的是在葡萄树上连着的
？So if you think about a branch does not bear any fruit, is that actually that part is alive?
可能这个是一个很大的问号。
And this is a question mark.、
但是另外一方面，如果一个枝子它是结果子的，那么这个。果农会去修剪这个枝子。
And so, on the other hand, if the branch continue to bear fruits, the gardener will continue to prune the branches.
我原来不了解、
I didn't really understand that before.
为什么这个有的枝枝桠桠的这个要被剪掉
？And there is something looks like okay. Why we need to prune it?
然后呢，就可以让这个很好的这种有潜力的这种。这种花苞啊什么的，将来会长很好的果子。
And so, because you need pruning in order to bear bigger or better fruits.
后来跟果农呢有一些交流，发现这是非常必要的一个过程。
So when I communicate with the gardener, this is a necessary step.
但是枝子呢，在被修剪的过程里面是要遭受一些痛苦的。
And so when you prune the branches, that there is a pain involved.
这个时候，它的目的是为了能够有更丰盛的生命。这样出来
The purpose is to have a more abundant life.
那么神在修剪我们的生命的时候，有的时候是会有一些痛苦的。
And so when God's pruning us, sometimes we have to bear the pain.
被神管教的时候，有的时候是很不舒服的。
And sometimes when discipline is very uncomfortable.
但是你知道，是因为神对你有很好的、很高的期待。
And you got to know God has a really high expectation for you.
他希望我们活出更丰盛的生命，结更多的果子出来。
He wants to have a more abundant life, bear more fruits.
他需要看到我们的生命有哪些地方可以提高改善，有哪些地方需要去改正，他就亲手的来帮助来提高我们的生命的状态。
He will personally prune us when he sees there's a need.
那么神他是怎么样管教我们怎么样来修剪呢？他借着他的话语。还有管教，使我们结出更多的圣灵的果子出来。
So how does he do that? Is that he uses word and discipline to make us more fruitful in the spirit?
那我问大家，虽然这个过程中可能有一些不舒服，有的时候可能是痛苦的， 你愿意让神修剪你的生命，使你结更多的果子吗？
So I have a question. Even though the process may be very, 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 very painful, are you willing to let God prune you?
住在他的里面才能够亲近神。
Abiding in Him is a key to drawing near to God.
第四节这里说，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
And here in the verse four said, remain in me as I also remain in you.
枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
No branch can bear fruit by itself.
你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
So if you're not abiding me, you cannot bear fruit.
这个地方呢，中文说的是常，经常。
And here said you need to do that often.
中文呢，好像这个地方不太容易翻译的很精确。
And so this actual translation is not very accurate.
经常，感觉呢，好像。是一个间歇的性的动作，只不过呢是间歇的这个中间的间歇呢非常的短，这个频率非常高的一个动作。
And so it often means that is the frequency is high, but it's not continuous.
但是经文在这个地方说的呢，这是一个持续的一个过程。
And original meaning is always continuous.
我们要住在耶稣的里面，不是说我每个星期去探访他一下。
And we abide in him is not only go visit Jesus once a week.
而是要一直住在里面。
Is always abide in him.
那是我自己的家的感觉。
It's my own home.
那么如果我们不常在他里面，我们就没有办法结果子。
And so we are not abide in him, we cannot bear any fruits.
就像这样一个枝子，我把它掰下来以后，它虽然花开得很漂亮。
And so when I pitch this branches, even the flowers still look very pretty.
它已经不再有机会能够结果子出来。
It will no longer have an opportunity to bear any fruits.
因为不再有水分、养料、生命通过这个树能够传递到这里了。
There are no nutrients, water to supply.
那么弟兄姐妹们，你今天是否住在基督里呢？
And so dear brothers and sisters, are you abiding him?
你有没有跟主耶稣保持一个亲密的关系
？Are you continue to have very intimate relationship with him？
或者说，有的时候没有，有的时候呢，可能又有一些疏远。
And so sometimes you do it, sometimes you're very distant from him.
但是主耶稣基督告诉我们，我们要一直一直的住在他的里面。
But Jesus tells us we need to abide in him always.
住在他里面才能够亲近神。
And so abiding in him is the key to drawing near to God.
保罗在加拉太书二章二十节这里说
，Galatians chapter 2:20 says this，
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It's no longer who I who live, but Christ who lives in me。
保罗说的是他的那个老我，他原来的那个自己，原来的那个。有罪的那个保罗已经跟耶稣基督一起钉在十字架，然后已经死掉了。
So the old Paul that has a sinful nature that already died on the cross.
我们在新约圣经里面看见那样一个大有能力传福音到外邦的这样的使徒保罗，他说：“活着的不再是他了。”
And so when we see Paul has such a great power to share gospel, that he's talk about is no longer in him.
乃是基督在他的里面活着
But Christ who lives in him
才能够做那样的事情
Can do those great things
在另外一处经文腓立比书四章十三节保罗说
And Philippians chapter 4:13 Paul says
我靠着那加给我力量的
I can do all things
凡事都能做
In him who strengthened me
那谁是那加给我力量的
Who is the one giving all the strength
主耶稣圣灵是从神那里来的力量。
And is Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
然后保罗这样的有信心，他说：“我凡事都能做。”
And said this, I can do all things in him.
他不是没有面对过困难。
He never lack of facing difficulties.
他不是没有面对过别人的反对。
And then always facing the oppositions.
他不是没有面对过危险。
And facing the dangers.
但是他说他凡事都能做。
But he can do all things.
而且他的确做了。非常了不起的事情。
He did a lot of great things.
亲近神不是一次性的。
And draw near to God is not only one-time thing.
也不是间歇性的。
It's not you do that occasionally.
而是持续的生命的状态。
But it's a continuous state of your life.
你今天是否住在基督里？
Are you abiding in Christ today?
与他保持亲密的关系。
Maintain a very close relationship with him.
那么我们今天来到这个讲到的第二部分，亲近神的表现就是多结果子。
So the second part, the evidence is that you bear fruit.
离了主，我们就什么都做不了。
Apart from him, we cannot do anything.
我们多结果子就可以荣耀神。
Or you bear much fruit that we can bring glory to God.
但是如果我们不住在主里，就会被丢弃。
But if we do not abide, we will be cut off.
离了主，我们就不能做什么。
Apart from him, you cannot do anything.
耶稣说，在第五节，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
还是一个可怜的树枝。
And look at this poor branch.
他离开了那个树。
Without the original tree.
他就没有办法结果子。
And cannot bear any fruit.
甚至没有办法长久地活下去。
And can actually eventually will die.
我们依靠自己的力量是无法活出真正的信仰的。
So if we rely on our own strength, we cannot live out true faith.
很多时候我们基督徒过信仰的生活好像是在喊口号。
And very often we just have slogans.
好像呢是在勉励自己，要让自己的这个力量发挥出来，来过一个圣洁的生活。
And so we actually is that we encourage ourselves to potentiate our ability to live a holy life.
过一个传福音结果子的生活。
And try to share the gospel.
有的时候。
And very often, say, oh, that's so difficult.
我们的自己的力量真的是不够。
Our ability is very, very limited.
耶稣知道不知道我们的力量不够。
And does Jesus know that we're very limited ability?
耶稣知道。
He does know.
所以他告诉我们，我们靠着自己是没有办法真正活出那样一个好的信仰生活。
So he's telling us that using our own strength, we will not be able to live our true faith.
那么过一个合乎神心意的一个喜乐的平安的美好的基督徒的生活难不难呢？
And so how can we live our very peaceful and joyful life? Is that difficult?
说难也难，说容易也容易。
And it can be difficult, but you can say it's easy as well.
如果你靠着自己的力量，真的很难。
And if you rely on your own strength, it will be very difficult.
你的热心可能两年、三年就耗尽了。
And your zealous can be gone in a couple of years.
但是说容易容易，就是我们要住在耶稣的里面。
And it can be very easy as long as you are abiding in him.
你是否还在依靠自己的力量，而不是依靠耶稣过一个基督徒的生活？
Are you still relying on your own strength instead of Christ?
有的时候我们会感受到无力感。
And very often we feel powerlessness.
但是这种无力感可能是很宝贵的。
And sometimes it can be very precious.
认识到我们无法靠自己做任何有价值的事，这才是真正走向真实信仰的第一步。
So recognize we cannot do nothing of value on our own is the first step toward true faith.
多结果子，我们可以荣耀神。
You will bear much fruit, we can bring glory to God.
在第八节耶稣说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
And so in verse 8, talk about this is my father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
我们的创造主上帝，他创造整个的宇宙如此的浩瀚。
Our creator created the whole universe.
他缺不缺荣耀？
Do you feel his lack of glory?
他其实不缺荣耀。
He does not lack.
但是耶稣说，哪怕我们这样渺小，这样这样不起眼的，在一个小小的星球上生活的渺小的人，我们多结果子，靠着耶稣多结果子。
And so even we're living a very small planet, if we are rely on Jesus, we can continue to bear fruits.
我父就是神，会因此得荣耀。
And so our Father will be glorified.
我早晨呢，给大家讲了一个我小时候的故事。
And so this morning that I share one little story with in the Sunday school.
有一次我在小学的时候呢，期中考试考了第一名。
And so when I was in elementary school, I was become the class number one.
我回到家里呢，哎，爸爸在家。
And so I went home, my father was home.
这个我好像为了找一个话题来讲。
I want to find some topics to communicate with my dad.
其实我平时成绩就不错。
And so usually I have a really good grades.
我平时呢也不是很喜欢这个。Boasting 表现自己的人。
I don't like to boast my grades either.
但是那天呢，我为了找一个话题，我跟爸爸说，啊，爸爸，我考了第一名。
And so I need to find a topic to talk to my dad. I say, hey, I'm the number one in the class.
我爸爸，我猜他自己呢，其实也不是特别的吃惊。
And so I know my dad wasn't surprised.
但是他却把我高高的举起来。
But he actually lifted me up.
后来呢，又拥抱我。
And embraced me.
他说。不愧是我的儿子。
Oh, you are my son.
我为你感到骄傲。
I am so proud of you.
这已经过去很多很多年了。
Even past so many years.
但是每当我想起这个场景的时候，我很得到安慰和鼓励。
And so every time I think of it, I was very comforted and encouraged.
耶稣说，我们靠着他多结果子，哪怕是这个宇宙的创造主，都会以我们为荣。
And so it will be.Father's glory when we bear a lot of fruits.
这是多么大的安慰和鼓励。
And it's such a comfort and encouragement.
结果子是亲近神的自然的流露。
Bear fruit is a natural outflow of a drawing, to God.
它包括什么呢？
And what does that include?
首先它包括品格的果子。
And also including the, fruit of characters.
我们等会儿看一下加拉太书五章这里描述的圣灵的果子。
And we can talk about the Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of Holy Spirit.
还包括行为的果子。
And also our behavior or conduct.
比方说有善行，比方说我们传福音。
And do good things and share the gospel.
还有信心的果子。
And also the fruits of faith.
我们信靠神并且顺服神。
So if we trust God and believe in Him.
很多时候你看到一个人，他都没有告诉你他是基督徒，但是你看到他的信心的时候。
And very often that person did not tell you that he's a Christian, but when he see his faith,
你猜他可能是耶稣的门徒，你再去跟他聊天的时候，果真就是这样。
And then you guess that he may be a disciple of Jesus. When you talk to him, yeah, it's true.
在加拉太书五章二十二节。
So in the Galatians chapter, chapter 5.
我请弟兄姐妹跟我一起来读。
So we can read together.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐。和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。这是很多弟兄姊妹非常喜欢的一节经文。
A lot of people really like this passage.
这个地方很有意思呢。希腊原文这个果子是一个单数的词在这里。
In the Greek words actually is a singular word.
我们很多时候觉得好像是结了不同的果子，像这个照片这个画一样。
And so we thought actually so many different fruit just like these pictures.
有的时候我们问你有没有圣灵的果子，他说我有，我有爱，但是我没有其他的。
And so sometimes I say, yeah, I only have a fruit of love. I don't have anything else.
有的人说我有节制，但是没有其他的果子。
And I have a self-control, but I don't have anything else.
这个不对的。
And this is wrong.
圣灵所结的果子是这一个果子，这一个果子表现出来这所有的美德。
And so this is a singular, is one fruit to demonstrate all those characters.
为什么有的时候我们觉得我们只有一部分的美德，没有其他的呢？
And why how we feel there sometimes we only have a partial characters, don't have a whole.
那我问你，你是不是靠着自己的力量想要结这样的果子出来？
Because you try to use your own strength to bear those fruits.
这个地方说的是谁的果子？
And here we talk about whose fruit.
谁结的果子？
Who bear the fruit?
这里是圣灵所结的果子。
And here is all the fruit of Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵从你的生命里面结出来的果子。
And to bear the fruit in you.
如果这个果子是圣灵所结出来的，它应该是有这些全方位的这些美德的。可能。
Yeah, if it's from the Holy Spirit that have all the aspect of the fruit.
可能有一些呢。成熟的有一些方面成熟的比较早，有一些方面呢成熟的比较晚，但是或早或晚你会拥有所有的这些美德的。
So some of them probably that mature a little bit later, some a little bit early.
那么我们怎么能够拥有圣灵所结出的果子呢？
How can we have the fruit of the Spirit?
你要有圣灵内住在你的里。
You have to have a Holy Spirit indwelling.
你要让圣灵充满你。
You have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你要让这个管道畅通的，让圣灵能够很顺畅的把水分养料生命通过你能够活出来。
And so you can live because you have the water and you also have a nutrient and that was nourished by the Holy Spirit.
你的生命是否结出了荣耀神的果子呢？
And is your life that the bear the fruit of Holy Spirit?
大家都很谦虚，都说还没有 到那个地步。
And very often you're very humble, say, no, I'm not there, quite there yet.
但是肯定是在这样一个过程里面。
But we should be in that process.
结出果子不仅是个人成长的标志。
And so bear the fruit is not only the symbol of growth.
也是我们与基督关系的见证。
And it's also testimony of our relationship with Christ.
当这个果农走到葡萄园里面去。
When the garden go to the vine, the grape yard.
他看一个枝子或者一个葡萄树，它健康不健康。
When he see whether the vine is healthy or not.
如果这个地方结出丰硕的、非常漂亮的。健康的果实。
And when we see the fruits are look very pretty and very healthy,
那么证明这个枝子、这个葡萄树就应该是健康的。
And so actually is a very healthy vine.
所以说，我们要结出果子来，一个方面它是我们个人成长的标志。
And so we need to continue to bear fruit that symbolize that our tree, ourselves is healthy.
同时呢，也是我们和基督关系的一个见证。
And so also testify that our relationship with Christ.
我们来到这里呢，看到人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
So in here talk about if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown in the fire and burned.
这个。经文读起来有点害怕的。
And it's kind of scary to read this passage.
耶稣说，如果不常在他里面，就像枝子在外面枯干。
And so you are not remaining in him, that is your branches wither.
但是我们仔细想的，这是一件很自然的事情。
But we think about it, it's a natural thing.
还是这个树枝。
And just like this branch.
我把它掰下来以后呢，
Once you picked it,
它迟早会枯干。
Sooner or later, you will wither.
它不再能够结果子。
No longer can bear any fruits.
那么最后只能当柴火把它烧掉。
And so it can just like the use for fire.
那我们的跟神的关系也是这样。
So our relationship is the same.
如果我们没有紧紧的跟神连接在一起。
We do not bind in him closely.
那么神的灵、神的生命、神的话语没有办法通畅的流淌到我们的自己的生命里面，没有办法流淌出去的时候。
And so we're not buying him that his spirit cannot communicate with us.
我们不光是不结果子。
And besides, we do not bear fruit.
而且我们的生命会枯干。
We eventually wither.
所以假的信仰是没有办法持久的。
So the false faith cannot last.
最终都会枯干。
Eventually wither.
你的信仰是真实的还是表面的？我问大家。
If your faith is genuine or just superficial.
耶稣在这个地方呢，他警告不是为了吓唬我们。
And he just warning us not to try to frighten us.
这不是一个惩罚。
But it's not punishment.
他是说这是一个自然的情况。
It's a natural phenomenon.
就像这个枝子，它没有连接在树上，枯干是必定的。
So if the branch does not abide in the vine, and whether it's natural.
我们的生命没有跟耶稣基督紧密的连接在一起，枯干也是必定的。
So we do not buy in him, then whether is natural thing.
耶稣是为了鼓励我们与他保持亲密的关系。
And Jesus really encouraged that to have a really close relationship with him.
那么我们讲了这么多，大家都已经很着急了。
And so whoever say so much that you may be a little bit anxious.
说你告诉我，我怎么样能够实际的操作去？住在耶稣的里面。
So please help me. How can I the path drawing near to God?
那么亲近神的途径呢，就是遵行主的道。
The most important thing is obeying His words.
我们首先要住在他的爱里。
First, we need to live in His words.
我们要遵守主的命令。
We need to obey His commands.
我们要得着完全的喜乐。
We need to receive the full joy.
我们先来看住在他的爱里。
First, we need to abide in His love.
第九节，耶稣说。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
你们要常在我的爱里。
Now remain in my love.
当我们打比方说，跟什么什么一样。
So when we're using illustrations, they were like this.
耶稣在这里为了突出他爱我们爱得很深。
And so Jesus tried to illustrate how much he loved us.
他拿父爱他来打比方。
And so use the, say, like my father loves me.
这是三位一体的奥秘。
And it's a mystery of the Trinity.
我们没有体验过，没有经历过。
And we never experienced before.
但是耶稣肯定会拿一个爱的极致的表现来打比方，说明他爱我们有多深。
So, Jesus, I want to use the extreme, the ultimate, illustration to show us how much he loves us.
所以我们在这里，我们知道天父爱他的独生子耶稣爱的有多么的深。
And so that illustrates how much the Father, loves his Son.
这种爱应该是超越人间一切我们经历过的爱的。
It is surpassing all the love we have ever experienced or seen.
但另外一方面，我们也会想到。
On the other hand, we have to think about this.
当耶稣被钉在十字架，他说：“父啊，父啊，为什么离弃我的时候？”
And so the on he's on the cross, he said, "Why you abandon me?"
那时候耶稣他有多么的痛苦
？Can you feel the how much suffering or pain that he experienced?
因为他跟天父的那种爱的连接是如此的紧密，如此的牢固，在那个时候，第一次他感觉被离弃，他那种内心的伤痛有多么的。这个啊，深厚深重。
So Jesus' love, the relationship with the Father is so strong, so solid, and that was the first time I feel he was abandoned.
这样一位为我们上十字架、为我们死、为我们复活的主
，And this Lord who died for us on the cross,
他说要我们常在他的爱里。
He said, abiding in His love.
这是耶稣的命令。
And that is His command.
他要让我们一直。住在他的爱里面。
He wants to live in His love always.
亲近神不是靠着感觉的。
Draw near to God is not based on your feeling.
我的感觉呢，有的时候高，有的时候低。
Sometimes your feeling can be high, sometimes can be low.
有的时候能够感觉到爱，有的时候感觉不到。
And sometimes you feel the love, sometimes you don't feel the love.
就好像我们的天气，有的时候是晴天，有的时候是阴天。
And it's just like the weather, sometimes it's really wonderful sunshine, and sometimes not.
但是神的爱一直在。
But God's love never changes.
我记得有一天，那是十几年前，有一次我坐飞机从广州的机场起飞。
And many years ago that I was flying from Guangzhou.
那是一个大雨天。
And it was a very stormy day.
我不知道那个可能还没有达到机场会关停的那个极限。
But not meet the criteria to close the airport.
但是飞机升空以后，过了没有几分钟。他穿过了云层，突然一下，一片阳光明媚。
And so when the airplane actually crossed all the clouds, all of a sudden it was just really sunshine.
那个时候我知道太阳一直在那里。
So I realized that the sun is always there.
只是那个时候被乌云遮住了。
But was covered by the clouds.
感觉不到。
So you cannot see it.
我们的爱，我们亲近神，不是靠着感觉，而是要建立在他的爱的。这个、
When we try to be close to Him, is not based on the feeling.
你是否每天活在神的爱中，感受他的同在
？Are you living daily in God's love?
神的爱不仅仅是一种感觉，而是一种选择和承诺。
And it's not only a feeling, but it's also a choice and a commitment.
这个选择首先是神的选择。
And first of all, is the is a choice.
神选择爱我们。
And choice that God choose to love us.
神选择爱那些可爱的人。
And God chooses those lovable.
神也选择爱那些不可爱的人。
And also choose those unlovable.
而且这是一个承诺，神给我们的承诺。
Is the promise and the commitment.
神爱我们。
He loves us.
他的爱不改变。
His love can change.
这也是一个我们要做的选择。
And this is the choice we have to make.
你选择爱神吗
？Do you choose to love God?
你选择爱耶稣吗
？Do you choose to love Jesus?
而且这是一个委身，是一个 commitment.
And this is a commitment that you want to make to Jesus.
遵守主的命令。
And we obeying His command.
在第十节，耶稣说：“你们若遵守我的命令。”就常在我的爱里。
And so in verse 10, so if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love.
正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
Just as I have kept my father's commands and remain in his love.
弟兄姐妹们一起学过十四章有一节经文。
And so you all study the John chapter 14.
耶稣说：“你们若爱我，你们必定遵守我的命令。
If you love me, you will follow my commands.”
当我们到这个外面， 别人问我们说你爱耶稣吗、
So when we are outside, when people ask, do you love Jesus?
你说我爱耶稣。
You say, yes, I love Jesus.
别人说你怎么证明你爱耶稣。
How do you prove you love Jesus?
你怎么证明你爱耶稣。
How do you prove you love Jesus?
因为我们遵守耶稣的命令。
Because we obey God's command.
耶稣在这里特别指的一条命令是什么命令。
And so what specific command he is asking?
就是他在十三章里面耶稣说我给你们一条新的命令。
So in chapter 13, I give you a new commandment.
是要彼此相爱。
You have to love one another.
如果我们彼此相爱。
If we love one another.
别人会看到我们结出来的果子。
And people will see the fruits.
他们会知道我们是有一个生命的源头是紧紧的连接在一起的。
And they know we have a source that we can get the water and nutrient from the source.
所以爱神的人必定遵行他的道。
So those who love God will obey His words.
如果一个人他不遵行神的道，他只是说他爱神，其实不可能的。
And so if people say, "Yeah, I love God, but do not follow His words," that is lying.
如果一个人他不爱神
，If someone who does not love God,
他想要靠自己的力量去行出这样的道也是不可能的。
And so try to use His strength to make it happen. That is not possible.
顺服的意义是什么
？So what is the meaning of obedience?
你是否愿意顺服神的命令，即使这并不容易
？Are you willing to obey God's command even though it's very hard?
顺服不是为了获得奖赏
，and it's not because it's based on the reward，
而是因为我们爱神
，and because we love God。
很多时候，我们信一个宗教
，and very often that we believe in a religion。
我们觉得好像通过我们一些特定的行为
and through our own very good conduct,
可以获得特定的反馈
and so we can get the special rewards.
我见到有的小孩子要考试要升学，父母带他们去孔庙去拜孔子
and so we see people want to go to get a better grade or go to a different, very go to school, and the parents will take them to Confucius Temple.
我看到有的夫妻想要小孩还没有。他们会去拜宋子娘娘。
And so the couple who cannot bear kids, they will go to special temple to ask for to have children.
我看到有的人他去从菜市场买了鱼活鱼然后去放生。
And I've seen people go to market to get a live fish and to put it back to the water or river.
希望通过他们那些特定的行为获得特定的回报。
And through their good conduct, they will receive rewards.
但是我也看到有人买了海鱼放生在池塘里面全都死掉了。
And I've seen people actually buy the live seafood and then put it in the pond. Of course, they all die.
所以我们顺服我们有某些好的行为我们结果子不是为了操纵神让神给我们特定的这样的反馈。
So we're obeying the God's command is not because we want to manipulate God to get good reward.
而是简单的就是因为我们爱神。
It's just because we love Him.
如果你爱神，自然而然的你会去遵守。
If you love God, you will automatically obey His word.
还有就是我们要得着完全的喜乐。
So another thing is we want to receive full joy.
第十一节耶稣说，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So in the verse 11, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete.
耶稣在讲这个话的时候是一个什么样的情况
？And what was he saying in what situation he was in?
耶稣知道他马上就要被捕，马上就要受鞭打，会被钉在十字架上。非常痛苦的死去。
And he knows he's going to be arrested and being beaten and die on the cross.
但是这个时候，耶稣说的不是恐惧，不是忧愁，不是这些负面的情绪，不是恐慌。耶稣说的是喜乐。
He's not talking about negative feeling, is that fearful and scared. He's talking about joy.
耶稣说要叫我的喜乐。
And so to talk about my joy.
存在你们心里。
And it will be in you.
耶稣的喜乐是什么样的喜乐呢
？What is his Jesus joy？
有的时候，我看一些美术作品或者一些影视作品表现耶稣的时候呢，他是一个非常严肃的，甚至是他的一些受难的这个 图画表现得非常痛苦的一个样子。
And very often people use artwork or sculpture to illustrate Jesus. Usually it's very serious. It looks like he was in a lot of pain and suffering.
这个好像符合我们对于一个宗教领袖的那样一个刻板的印象，他就应该是严肃的。
That's probably fulfill that our stereotype of a religious leader.
但是耶稣应该是一个很喜乐的人。
But Jesus is a joyful person.
他喜乐到什么地步呢？他去参加婚礼。
And how joyful he was when he attended a wedding.
酒用光了，他会提供源源不断的、不限量的、无限续杯的酒给大家喝。
The wine is done. He continued and to supply the wine.
因为耶稣紧紧的与父神相连。
And he is abiding with the Father.
这个生命这样的平安这样的喜乐源源不断地从他的生命里面流淌出来。
The joy and the peace and life continues flow up.
那么我们也要紧紧地跟耶稣相连，这样他的喜乐可以让我们得到满足。
So we need to abide in him so we can have continuous joy and peace.
亲近神带来内心真正的满足和平安。
So drawing near God is really bring a complete satisfaction and the peace.
你有没有在基督里得着过完全的喜乐的经历？
Have you experienced the fullness of joy and come from abiding in Christ?
有的时候我们好像在教会生活里面不太敢去特别的喜乐。
And sometimes we don't want to show really a joyful in the church.
好像时刻的我们要记得我们是罪人。
And we need to remind ourselves because we're sinners.
我们不光是记得自己是罪人，我们看见别人也看别人是罪人。
So we have to remember we're a sinner, you are all sinner as well.
给我的感觉好像是我们会把耶稣基督挂在十字架上，这两千年没有下来。
And so feel like the Jesus is on the cross for 2,000 years, never came down.
耶稣已经为我们的罪死了。
Jesus already died for our sin.
有罪的我们已经跟耶稣基督一起死了。
And we are sin died with Christ.
耶稣不光死了，他还复活了。
And also he resurrected.
而且他带着我们一起复活了。
He helped us arise in his resurrection.
我们是罪人，我们在教会里，我们知道我们是罪人，但是这个罪人前面要加上一个定语。
And so that we need to add something before we say we are sinners.
我们是得救的罪人。
We have been saved. We are a saved sinner.
耶稣基督要让我们喜乐。
And God wants to be joyful.
要让我们享受这样美好的，不光是跟神的关系，也是跟家人、跟朋友、跟弟兄姐妹一起的关系。
And to enjoy a relationship with God, and also a relationship with our family and friends.
那么我们如何在生活中去亲近神？
How can we draw near to God in our daily life?
比方说，每天灵修祷告。
We need to have devotion with God.
这个可能不在乎你每天是花三个小时、四个小时读圣经。
It doesn't matter you spend 3 hours, 4 hours to reading the Bible.
重要的是每天。
And so important is daily.
哪怕每天你只读一节经文。
And even though you maybe read one verse.
哪怕是你吃三餐之前，你向神献上一个简短的祷告。
Or maybe just giving grace before you enjoy your meal.
重要的是一直的住在他的里面。
And the most important is continues to abide in him.
所以我问大家，我说过一个这个丰盛的基督徒的生活难不难？
So I ask you that it's hard to live a very abundant life.
如果你靠着你自己的力量，那真是太难了。
Yes, if you depend on your own strength, yes, it's very difficult.
如果我们紧紧的跟耶稣连接在一起，其实不难。
If we're buying him, it's not hard.
还有我们，如果你有一个很在乎的人，你经常想要跟他连接。
And so if you really care about someone, you want to have a continual contact with that person.
比方说你在谈恋爱的时候，有另外的这个男朋友、女朋友，你很愿意跟他花时间去连接交流。
And just like when you fall in love, you want to spend a lot of time either with your girlfriend or boyfriend.
你会怎么样呢？你会想要跟他经常的去聊天、去交流，想要花时间在一起。
So what do you do? You want to spend a lot of time with that person.
那你就花时间跟耶稣在一起。
Just spend time with Jesus.
跟神在一起。
And spend that time.
让圣灵充满你。
Then the Holy Spirit fill you up.
当你被圣灵充满的时候， 圣灵会结出果子，从你的生命里面流淌出来。
When the Holy Spirit fills you up, then you will automatically bear fruit.
当我们爱神的时候呢，我们自然而然会顺服神的话语。
And so if we love God, we will obey His words.
在实践的生活中，实际生活中实践我们的信仰。
And we can live our faith in daily life.
同时呢，耶稣他走的时候，他告诉我们，他会给我们，让父神会差派另外一个保惠师。
And before Jesus depart, he will send another, is the Holy Spirit to us.
耶稣说，父神会派另外一个保惠师，意思是还有一个保惠师。
And there is a one, is a Comforter that will send it to us.
还有一个保惠师是谁？
Who's that?
就是耶稣基督。
And so who's the other person? Is Jesus Christ.
当耶稣基督在地上行走的时候，生活的时候。
When Jesus lived on earth.
他跟他的门徒跟他的家人一起生活，跟门徒一起事工。
And when he ministered with his family and with disciples.
通过他，我们可以非常直接的、直观的去认识神。
And through him that we can really know God.
他给我们各种各样的帮助，给我们安慰。
And through all kinds of things and also gives us comfort.
但是他离开的时候呢？
When he depart.
他不再跟我们一起生活的时候呢？
Even though he is no longer live with us.
他说他父神会再派一位跟他的功能作用一样的保惠师给我们。
And so the Father will send another one just like Jesus.
这就是圣灵。
And that's the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们的生活中、生命中给我们指引。
And will continue to provide the guidance.
而且呢，让我们的生命呢不断的结出果子来。
And continue to bear spiritual fruit.
所以我们每一天呢要有灵修祷告的时间。
So every day we need to have a devotion with Christ.
这不是浪费时间。
And this is not wasting time.
而且呢，这个也不是说你一天、两天、三天马上就有效果能够感觉到的。
And you cannot see the result in one or two days.
但是我挑战你，如果你坚持一百天。
But I challenge you if you continue for 100 days.
你的生命的状态会非常不一样。
And your life will be changed.
我们顺服神的话语，在实际的生活中实践我们的信仰。
And so we obey his words that then we can live out.
我们寻求圣灵的引导，让生命的不断的结出果子。
So when we continue to seek Holy Spirit's guidance, so we can bear fruit.
那我挑战大家，你愿意从今天开始每天花时间亲近神吗
？Are you willing to spend time and daily drawing near to God beginning today?
我请你做一个决定，愿意不愿
意 I want you to make a decision. Are you willing to do that?
感谢主。那我们今天就立定心智，我们要每天亲近神。
And so let's make a commitment that we're willing to draw near God every single day.
我们要做好准备，要住在基督里面。
And we're ready to abide in Christ.
让他成为我们生命的中心。
So he becomes the center of our life.
耶稣基督呢，说我们是枝子，他是葡萄树。
He's a vine, we're the branches.
我们的生命是完全依赖他的。
And our life is totally dependent on him.
但是很多时候，我们觉得耶稣基督是 vitamin.
And so often we treat Jesus as a vitamin.
啊，觉得我时不时想起呢，我放一粒在嘴里面。
And so if I think of it, I just take one.
可以让我的这个身体呢更加健康一点点。
So I may be healthier.
让我的生活呢。可以更好一点。
And so my life will be a little better.
耶稣基督不是这样一个 supplement.
And Jesus is not a supplement.
耶稣基督是我们生命最重要的，或者说是我们生命的全部。
So he should be the most important thing in our life.
我们要像
complete in our life.
我们要像枝子连接在葡萄树一样，完全的去依赖他，依赖他生命的供应。
We are the branch when you complete abiding in him and to depend on him.
再过很多年。弟兄姐妹可能会忘记我今天早上讲的这些。
So many years have passed, you probably will not remember what I talk about this morning.
但是我想让你背下来一节经文。
But I really want you to memorize one verse.
这样，在我们生命软弱的时候，这节经文有圣灵的提醒，就会给我们安慰。
So when we're weak, the Holy Spirit will remind us to help us.
给我们指引。
And give us guidance.
我们一起来读。
And let's read together.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
这是约翰福音十五章第五节。
And John chapter 15 verse 5.
我们再读两遍能记下来吗？
And let's see if we can remember after reading two more times.
等会要考试的。
I'm going to give you a test, a quiz.
好，我们再连续读两遍。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们再读最后一遍。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
准备好了吗？
That's a beautiful verse.
请你向旁边的人背诵出来。
Are you ready to memorize your, to the person next to you? Maybe you can take a peek. You guys are great. That you memorize three times, you will remember it.
那让我们从今天开始，每一天都花一些时间在一起。
So from now, every single day, spend some time with Jesus.
就像一个葡萄枝子紧紧地连在葡萄树上面。
Just like the branches abide in Him.
让神的这个生命，他的圣灵，通过我们的生命里面结出果子来
and let his life and through us to bear a lot of fruits
而且可以让我们身边的人能够感受到这样的果子
so others can see the fruits
他们看见这些果子的时候就会认识到这样一个让我们结果子的神
and so through those fruits they will see the fruit original and they will see God
我们的神就得着荣耀。
And so our Father will, and our God will be glorified.
我们一起来做个祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸天父主耶稣基督圣灵保惠师。
And dear Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的经文。
And thank you for this passage this morning.
你是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
You are the vine, and we are the branches.
啊，离了你，我们什么都做不了。
Apart from you, we cannot do anything.
我们的生命会枯干。
And our life will be weathered.
但是你告诉我们，只要我们住在你的里面，你就住在我们的里面。
And so you tell us that as long as we are willing to abide in you, you will always abide in us.
而且我们会多结果子。
And we can bear many fruits.
我们会过一个丰盛的生命。
And we will live a very abundant life.
感谢你。
Thank you.
愿意啊，你让我们弟兄姐妹回去的时候，能够让你的话语融进他们的生命，成为他们生命的一部分。
And so your words that fulfill your heart so be part of us.
请你来帮助我们，我们很软弱，求你让我们每天能够愿意花时间跟你在一起。
Although we are weak, but we're willing to, we need your help.
也许在我们的学习、工作的生活里面，有的时候会很忙碌，但是求你的圣灵提醒我们。
And so, yeah, during the daily life, we can be very busy.
求你圣灵来提醒我们，我们每天要花时间与你在一起。
So Holy Spirit, remind us that we need to spend time with you.
谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.